Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. Sorry for the slightly late start. I was on a Windows update. Now people are telling me no audio. Holy shit, Odyssey, get it together. I mean, it should be easy to have streaming and audio. We're supposed to hear. If you are having trouble starting a stream, or if your stream shows that you're live but aren't, try a reset. If the problem persists, contact Odyssey. Well, it's not really our problem, is it? Our problem is a lack of audio. Audio, very important. Audio, Odyssey, we need audio. It's fine, says Carlos Killface. Jen et al. Says audio is fine. Okay, well, Grapes Coda says no audio on the desktop this time. Holy shit. Come on, Odyssey, it's basic stuff. What can I say? I will speak for those who can hear me. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Sorry about no sound for many people. Try to refresh your browser and let's hope it fixes itself. Grapes Coda says refreshing didn't help. But some people are hearing, right? Genital says audio is fine. Carlos Killface. Why do I have to endure this? I mean, even I don't get audio. What if I click on reset stream here? Let's click on this. Let's give a try to randomness. I just clicked on reset stream. Oh, and now I'm getting... Holy shit. It's not a streaming platform yet. I mean, if you can't have some basic sound, loud and clear, Sharia says. There are some people hearing us. I'm getting buffering. Night King says Windows sucks. It's not a Windows problem. This is a Odyssey problem. They have this style of problem that has arisen a couple of days ago. Gino Fano says, okay, I'm getting sound now. Perfect, says Foundations of the 21st Century. Gino Fano, okay, there you go. Even I get the sound now. It is fixed. Gab has been unverified from Twitter. This is the perfect example of the vindictiveness at Twitter and how evil they are and how filled with leftists they are. This whole concept of a de-verification makes a mockery of the whole process of verification, because you cannot be de-verified. If you've been making your verifications correctly at the beginning, there's no reason why you're not the person you claim to be 2 years ago or 3 years ago. There used to be a blue check mark beside Gab, and it has disappeared today. It has disappeared today. And this they had done to Richard Spencer at some point, I believe. Pineapple Platypotamus says, how was Gab verified? Well, there you go. I mean, they are stuck in using the verification badge as a badge of status. And that's one thing that that Elon Musk wants to fix. Refresh your browser now. Most people have succeeded at getting audio that way. All right. So yeah, the Twitter blue badge has become a symbol of status and a symbol of leftism, precisely because of this de-verification. It's like Twitter didn't understand years ago that Gab was going to be associated with the right wing. Why would they have accepted then and not now? You've done further research. You now understand that Gab is not the success of Gab is not in your interest. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it shows that the people at Twitter are willing to use their power in arbitrary ways. One moment. In arbitrary ways to punish their political opponent. Meanwhile, the discussions around the Elon Musk acquisition are increasing, and Elon Musk said something that was criticized by Gab. He says, for Twitter to deserve public trust, it must be politically neutral, which effectively means upsetting the far right and the far left equally. I agree with what the guy who retweeted this says. Clint Ehrschlich says, Elon is 100% wrong on this. The far left now supports online censorship. The far right doesn't. A platform with free speech will not upset them both equally. He's absolutely correct. Elon Musk is showing, either he's being naive and he's not showing his full understanding, or he just doesn't understand. He doesn't understand that there's not going to be anyone in the right offended by the fact that there are far left people allowed to talk, that there are LGBT activists allowed to talk. None of the right wing people I know would be alarmed at this, would ask for their censorship. So Elon Musk's platform is largely a move that will offend just those people who are rooting for censorship, and that's the left right now. Now, I think that Gab has mischaracterized this statement by Elon Musk. They said this is the second counter signal from Elon aimed at the far left and far right. Can he define those things? Why should those people be singled out? Do they not deserve free speech too? Both the far right and the far left are welcome to speak freely on Gab. Yeah, and I think that's catching Elon Musk in something that wasn't true that he said. Ultimately, there's no far right people who are claiming that the far left should be censored. Frank De Silva has had a response, and he said, extremes define the center. Extremes define the center. That's one vision, perhaps, that the center... I tend to think more that the center is a moving entity and that it's constantly moving toward the left. But perhaps people, by pulling toward their far position, perhaps they are ultimately determining to some extent where the average lies, where the center lies. Pineapple Platypotamus says, the way I see Elon is the same way I see aliens or humans. He is improving. He needs our help. Yes, I think definitely he should be. Definitely there's something that he doesn't understand about the far right if he thinks that the far right will be offended. But perhaps it was his own way to take the far left by the hand and say, I know you'll be hurt. I know you will be hurt, but there will be other people hurt. There are people who are hurt by what you say. So if that's what he meant to do, then it's fine. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? If you'd like to support the show, you can use the dollar button on the regular chat on Odyssey. Odyssey is my favorite platform for super chats. Do not hesitate to send those hyper chat. I answer them all. And as an alternative, if you don't like Odyssey, you can use Entropy. Entropy, the link to Entropy is in the description below, and it's also a platform where you can send free questions and super chats. Putin vows lightning response to strategic threats to Russia. The Russian president has promised a swift response against any outside party that might intervene in the military action in Ukraine, adding that Moscow would use capabilities that other nations do not possess. Putin has also commented on the recently thwarted assassination plot against a popular TV host, saying that Russia is going to protect journalists from harm and intimidation. The president believes Russia's special operation in Ukraine will be a success, which will ensure the safety of Russia and the LDPR states.
If anyone attempts to interfere in this event from the outside, They must know. And if they create threats, strategic threats to Russia that are unacceptable to us, they must realize that our response to their attacks will be swift. We have all the instruments, all the weapons required to do so. We have weapons that no other nation has, and we will use them.
All right, so a message of warning to the West that has kept supporting the war effort. Personally, I'm kind of appalled at how Russia is letting this build-up of troops, of intelligence, of dirty kind of contributions to the war in all indirect ways possible by the West. And it's good to see that a warning is being clearly stated here. DFN says, Bird Dude, commit to abstinence until marriage, including no porn and minimal beating off, and you'll find a woman to marry. Find a good woman, not the perfect one. Women think they know what they want, but often they need a man who will make them convince, slash pressure, etc., do what's best for them. That is one view. However, that's in relation to Bird Dude, who called on the show yesterday. It's always a pleasure to speak with Bird Dude. But yeah, you know, he may not have as high hope as you have there for him. And so it's possible that it's in his interest not to commit to the prude lifestyle that you invite him to, and perhaps to try to at least have some babies right now. Dark Urza says, JF, Russia should foment revolution and political strife in the West. Our governments locked us down for 2 years. It's time we get payback. That would be an interesting development. I mean, it's basically the fantasy of the Hillary Clintons of this world and MSNBC and Rachel Maddow. They think that this has already happened. They think that much of the support for Trump and the right wing in general in the West has been caused by Russia. So what you are desiring, they think it already happened. I don't think it happened. There may have been some operations, but as we've seen from the actual legal cases developing, the interventions of Russia in our democracy haven't been very aggressive, very effective. They haven't been profound. I mean, it's time for the MSNBCs of this world to just understand that there's legitimate right-wing Americans, period. They don't need to be influenced by Putin in some dark scheme to reach their conclusion. Fractal Man sends a super chat. He says, honestly, I'm kind of tired of all excuses made for Elon. Ultimately, Elon is a billionaire troll who occasionally posts interesting memes. His company based in California sells overpriced cars and feeds on the federal tit for sustenance. That is true. That is true. But for the purpose of the current affair, which is the acquisition of Twitter, I think that only good can come out of it. And we'll know anyways, you know, what's the worst that can happen? Elon is not truly decided to change the corporate culture, or perhaps the corporate culture is unchangeable. Okay, so what? Worst case scenario, we're back to square zero. We're back to the beginning of the game, and we're banned from Twitter, and we won't be unbanned. Worst case scenario is this. So it's interesting to give him some confidence right now, to show trust and to say, yes, okay, we trust you, Elon. Show us something. Show us some results. And just wait. I mean, it's not like we have all of our time. If Elon fails, the cost for us is zero. And if he succeeds, the rewards for us are great. And the rewards for liberty are great. So I'm not making excuses for Elon. I've always trashed Tesla. Always. I will never buy a Tesla, by the way. Never, never, never. I've shopped for it. I looked at what the price would be, and it's impossible. Just like I will not buy his power wall, although it was quite charming, you know, the idea of, wow, I can have a battery that powers my whole house. But no, it's not worth it. It's all overpriced crap. Basically overpriced, supplemented by some gadgets on a cell phone app. That's the typical signature of Tesla. They take something that already exists. They don't make it quite very much better, but they combine it with some app on your phone, and suddenly you live a connected life, and you can tell how much the battery of your car is charged by your cell phone app. That's what Tesla is. It's repackaging of already existing technology. They have not been making much progress on anything, let alone the quality of batteries, which was one of the promises of Elon. There was a speech on a stage that totally moved me years ago. He was like, we want to fix batteries because batteries suck. Well, that is very commendable, but he's never done it. No one has ever done it, and batteries still suck. Mayor Kah testifies DHS is creating a disinformation governance board. Oh my god, the government will get in the business. The Ministry of Truth. Imagine that. The news comes 2 days after Tesla CEO Elon Musk secured a $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. Homeland Security Secretary Alexandra Mayorkas testified Wednesday that the Department of Homeland Security is creating a disinformation governance board to combat misinformation ahead of the 2022 midterms. Mayorkas appeared before the House Appropriations Subcommittee to discuss the fiscal 2023 budget for the Department of Homeland Security. Lauren Underwood, a Democrat, cited reports on how minority communities are being targeted in misinformation campaigns and asked Mayor Kah what the DHS will do to address it. Anything that this group would do would be illegal and would be unconstitutional and would be eventually down the line, after many years of suffering and many years of fooling people and deceiving people and many years of depriving people of access to information that wasn't filtered by the government, it would eventually get overturned. So, total waste of money, waste of time. And what they will end up doing is what they always do. They violate the Constitution because they know that they can do it for a couple of years before anyone brings them in front of the Supreme Court. But there is no responsibility for the government in stopping information flows, discriminating against press entities, anything that they would do to try to slow down the spread of journalistic works and scientific understanding and communications on the internet, all of it would be unconstitutional. Thomas Howard says, battery technology is still ruled by the laws of electrochemical potentials. Too much fake news on Elon Musk, by the way. His company is not located in California. It's in Texas now. Yes, that's true. I would be excited if he moved Twitter to Texas, just like it was proposed by Governor Abbott, because that would mean the servers of Twitter would be basically contributing to a big move of the tech bubble and the big tech toward Republican states. And it would totally be in the interest of general right-wing speech on the internet, and also to the interest of his employees, because they wouldn't pay tax on their income in Texas. Is that the income tax that doesn't exist in Texas? I think so. So that would be totally to the advantage of everyone. Hyge Security says, worst case is Twitter becomes accepted by everyone and slowly all alternatives become outlawed because we have Twitter now. Then they can start restricting speech again, but with more subtlety. Yeah, which is why I don't think that anything in the Elon Musk acquisition news suggests that we should give up Gab. Gab will always be two things. It will be our backup solution always. And it will always stay there, and it should always be promoted. And a second thing, it's a point of leverage, because there's a reason why Twitter had to accept to be bought. Let's not forget this. And it's pretty much Gab. The reason why Twitter had to accept the Elon Musk offer is that Twitter wasn't looking at great numbers going forward. They were getting drained from all sides. They were getting drained of audience. Their human interactions were reducing. People were just losing interest in that platform, precisely because they've been controlling speech, they've been developing a circle jerk, and from a human perspective, it's been less and less interesting compared to in 2011, 2010. Twitter was no more the place where you can freely engage with anyone and get a response. It was becoming an absolute circle jerk, and it was going to lose value. Why all of this happened, therefore, is because of Gab, because of also the threat of Getter growing, Truth Social potentially being released, Parler. All of this was just pulling down, and Elon Musk is trying an attempt at pulling up. Apple and Google are trending on Twitter because so many leftists calling on the app stores to ban Twitter, since Elon is taking it over. Twitter also just unverified Gab's account, removing the blue check they've had for years. Yes, I've seen this trend today. People were appealing to Apple and Google to ban the Twitter app. That's the line that Elon Musk will have to walk. Not so much what he thinks should be the line for free speech, but how is he going to handle the app stores potentially be going after him for not moderating enough. There's an easy fix for this for Elon. How about you continue deleting certain tweets according to the rules you would have set, and then just don't punish the account holders. If there's some speech you don't want on your platforms because you consider it's a risk to acceptance in those app stores, just delete the tweet and leave the account up, or put a temporary punishment, but bring back people to the platform quickly and swiftly. That would be an easy fix. Now, will people be dissatisfied with this? Will they feel that the promise of free speech of Elon Musk is getting broken? Perhaps. Perhaps. I can't wait to see how Elon Musk will walk that line, because it's the big challenge. Having a fully free speech platform is super easy. You just turn on a computer, install Linux on it, and install some server software, and people can log in and post anything. The tough thing is to strike the balance properly with respect to the app stores. And if you end up having too much hateful speech, what you're going to have is you're going to have the mainstream media campaigning for you to be banned from Amazon, from Apple, Google, from that kind of thing. Now, Gab has walked that line and has decided to go the full way and say, we don't care about being on these app stores. Pineapple Platypotamus says, I'll rephrase what JF just said. Elon should be more like God. Well, I mean, it's interesting what will happen here, because Gab, of course, didn't have the power that Elon has. So when Gab decided we're going not to be on the Android App Store, we're not going to be on the Apple App Store, that was a decision that was kind of isolating them. But Elon is strong enough that what he decides will matter. It will matter in two ways. First, he could be a threat to the app stores. In principle, Elon could decide to lobby for open source to be enforced in the domain of cell phones and their downloading of apps. He could lobby so that it becomes illegal for these companies to favor their own app store with respect to alternative app stores. He could also start his own app store, which Gab had threatened to do at some point. All of these things combined, it will be interesting to know what Elon does with it. Or he could decide to say, okay, I'm just like Gab, I don't care about being on the Android app store, and I will develop an alternative strategy just like Gab. You know, it's quite easy in the end to install Gab on your phone. It's just not through the Play Store. You just go to a URL and it downloads it automatically. Andrew Tarba is receiving, the CEO of Gab is receiving some nice emails. Hi there, hope you're well. I'm a reporter with Wired looking at the changing approach to free speech likely to occur on Twitter as a result of Elon Musk's ownership of the platform. As part of the story, one of our interviewees from Hope Not Hate claims your platform is awash with extremism, racism, misogyny, violence, and terrorism. I'd love to offer you the right to reply to that claim. Please note Wired's on-background policy and its requirement for named spokespeople. It would be great to get a response as soon as possible. Thanks, Chris. Of course, Andrew Tarba, I think at this point, doesn't care about defending himself against something like as biased and as ridiculous as the Hope Not Hate organization. But it's funny to see that they are... Grapes Coda says, Hope Not Hate, ha ha ha, fuck that Eurocidal Marxist organization. That's pretty much what they are. Proper description there. Joe Rogan was reacting to the Elon Musk buying Twitter.
This is where we find ourselves, with Elon Musk about to buy Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that.
Apparently it's going down.
It happened.
Oh, shit!
What?
Oh, shit!
The press release has been announced.
Elon Musk just bought Twitter. We got a movie star type of a superhero.
So Joe Rogan seems pretty positive about the potential of Elon Musk changing Twitter. There's no reason not to be positive right now. So let's channel positive energies. I'm refreshing my Twitter account in the morning to check if I've been unbanned. You know what? I've redone an appeal. I've redone an appeal of my ban. I had done it months ago when it happened, and I had said there's nothing I've ever done against the Twitter rules. You guys have made an error. Please unban me. I've redone it now. Instead of doing it on my computer, I've done it on my phone. And you know what Twitter answered? They answered your request for an appeal of your ban seems to us to be related to a previous case of a request for appeal for unban. And therefore, we have collided your two reports and put them together so that when we get to look at it, we will look at them together. So they have not even considered the appeal that I've done months ago. That's how ridiculous Twitter is. They will deprive you of your opportunity to build your business on the internet. I'm born on the internet in terms of the way I sustain myself and my family. They cut you from this opportunity and it takes months for them to even get to your first appeal. Well, now I've reappealed because people were talking on the internet that they were currently very open to unbanning people. So I've reappealed and they will be combining my two appeals together because they hadn't even had the time to look at the first one. Sean King says, I am told this morning that Apple and Google will remove Twitter from the App Store if it does not moderate and remove hate speech under Elon Musk. This isn't a new policy, but a commitment already made. Amazon Web Services has the same commitment. So there's that. Already there is a business opening, a business opportunity for these leftists to be putting Elon Musk in trouble, to be lobbying toward big companies to get Twitter off the internet. That's just how it is. Elon Musk will have to tolerate that on his own platform. It will be used to coordinate little Antifa activities against the platform itself. Sunny hosting of ABC, The View, when Elon Musk says, wow, this is about free speech, it seems to me that it's about free speech of straight white men.
And in fact, on Twitter, it is predominantly straight white men. So when Elon Musk says, wow, this is about free speech, it seems to me that it's about free speech of straight white men. And so let us...
Because it's the only speech that gets censored right now. It's the only speech that gets in trouble. So yes, it's about the free speech of straight white men. Thankfully, this is about the right kind of speech, because other speech does not get censored. I've been on YouTube channels that say horrible things, but it's a black man or a black woman saying it, and it's okay. There are some of these channels, like the guy who ended up trying to kill people in the subway in New York. I mean, this guy had been for years telling us how he saw humanity and how they were due to die. I couldn't do 10% of what he was saying. So yes, it's about straight white men. You've been oppressing us, and now we will be liberated by King Elon.
Let them have it. Let them just go at it. I enjoy the block button on Twitter. I think it has a real outsized influence in our world, because politicians and celebrities are on it.
Excellent. Use the block button. It's always been there for you. If you don't like us, use the block button and isolate yourself. The big problem of what has happened to Twitter in the last few years, and YouTube also, is that you guys not only wanted your platform to promote yourself, you wanted us to be gone. You wanted us to force us out. You couldn't tolerate even our presence, when in fact you had all of the tools to ignore us. Use the ban button. I hope that people will start using it. I've been using it plenty. There are lots of people I don't want to hear about, and that should be the only option. You shouldn't have the right to stop my business from operating on the internet just because you don't like it, or just because, in the case of the media, the problem is it's a competing business. Of course they want independent creators out of the internet, because they're not making money as long as we're dragging audiences. Grapes Coda says, they've always been scared of our ideas spreading, not of them getting personally upset. Exactly. So I think that if Elon is somewhat right, and if Elon somewhat succeeds at bringing back free speech, we will have a final test for the absolutely correct theory, in my view, that any platform with enough free speech eventually becomes a right-wing place. And that's not because the right-wingers are particularly ferocious at winning. It's just that they have the best arguments. So if a platform lets the right-wingers speak, the right-wingers ends up being seen as right. And that's what happened to basically all platforms before they started censoring. From 4chan, which didn't end up doing much censorship, but Reddit, YouTube, Twitter, all of them have been converging toward a total win for the right under Trump. And that's the censorship that eventually came back. Ariel Suarez says, speaking of block buttons, are you unbanning Sprocket, JF? No, I'm not. There is no reason for me to unban Sprocket. He's been sending me, first, he's annoying. He's a physically annoying person. Just his presence is annoying. His words are even more annoying. And on top of it, he's been sending me insults on Gab. And he's sending me DM saying, I didn't send you insults. I retweeted something that was said about you. Well, if you retweet to drag to my attention and you put my nickname on it, it really doesn't matter whether you said that thing or whether you're saying, "Hey, Jeff, look, an insult." It's like, no, you're just trying to annoy me. I really don't care if the insult comes from you, because it's not about the personal, it's not my feeling that matters. What matters is you are an uninteresting person physically to interact with. I want the physical world to be split into. And there's your part, you do whatever you want, and there's my part, I do whatever I want. U.S. Intel helped Ukraine shoot down Russian plane carrying hundreds of paratroopers. Pentagon and State Department officials have insisted this week that the U.S. and NATO are not fighting a proxy war against Russia in Ukraine. But then we get bombshell reports like the following out of NBC, with unnamed defense and intelligence officials positively boasting about the damage being done to the invading forces, including shooting hundreds of paratroopers out of the sky who were in an II-76 military transport plane. As Russia launched its invasion, the US gave Ukrainian forces detailed intelligence about exactly when and where Russian missiles and bombs were intended to strike, prompting Ukraine to move air defenses and aircraft out of harm's way, current and former U.S. officials told NBC News. I think it's not very smart for the U.S. to be boasting, even if it's under the cover of anonymous claims like this. Not very smart. You could find yourself with a nuclear attack on U.S. soil if you make it so clear that you are leading the war against Russia. You are dramatically giving good excuses to Putin to eventually attack you if you keep doing this. Oh, so this one makes me laugh. Chris Wallace. I've been a victim of all this. Chris Wallace says he's unsure of what the future holds is after his CNN Plus gig is junked. Oh my God, Chris Wallace, the victim. This guy was a Fox News host. He was successful. He tried playing, oh, I'm going to be the objective journalist. I'm going to go hard on Trump. And he started during his Trump interview being hard, but in a way that wasn't justified, just being hard for the point of being hard. And it wasn't, I don't remember exactly what he was questioning Trump with, but it wasn't a very productive line of questioning. And then he makes his move. He's leaving Fox News for CNN Plus. And CNN Plus dies. CNN Plus dies in its first month online. There was no one wanting to watch this crap. And so at some point, there's going to be a big over... There's going to be too much offer for left-wing personalities. And they won't have a job. There won't be places to employ them. So will it eventually result in people going back to Fox? I think that Fox should tell that kind of guy, you're not back with us. You broke your contract. You went away. David Doroteo says, hard on Trump. Literally every journalist in the world. Well, yeah, which is why it was so bizarre, because you're at Fox News. Your whole point of selling is you have a crowd that is watching you because they expect some sort of more pro-Republican talking points. And then you were watching the Chris Wallace interview and you were getting exactly what you would have gotten on MSNBC, on CNN, that kind of crap. So he didn't play his hand well. He revealed his leftism too quick and too hard. Disclosed.tv reports, Justin, Russia to cut off more gas buyers that don't pay in rubles, Kremlin says. European gas prices up 24%. Ruble reaches 2-year high against the euro. Russia has started to show some strong hand on the question of people who are trying to pay for the gas in euros or not pay for the gas in ruble as was requested. And so a country like Poland today, it has been determined that they would not get further gas deliveries. I don't think it's a country that was overly dependent on Russia, but it will still lead to a situation where Poland has to find some other supplies. People were saying that they were already prepared and that they were looking to develop their own gas sources and exploit them themselves. Okay, but it's going to take a certain amount of time and it's going to cause a disequilibrium potentially on the markets of gas in these regions. And so I'm happy that Russia is holding strong to its word and is punishing those countries that anyways are stealing Russian money through all these sanctions. And we've heard more and more that there's agreement even in America to take the money that was stolen from Russia and to give it to Ukraine. Absolutely ridiculous. At this point, you can't trust even governments with just basic, and even banks with basic keeping of your money. Tim Pool has bought some, and the CEO of Daily Wire took out a giant billboard in Times Square today in an attempt to discredit my reporting on libs of TikTok. So the billboard appears to be stating, Taylor Lawrence blocked libs of TikTok. Okay, that's funny. I guess that internet culture is penetrating the billboards in Times Square. But how much money have you put on this, Tim Pool? And all this to say Taylor Lawrence blocked libs of TikTok. Okay, I guess it promotes libs of TikTok to a bunch of normies and tourists. But how much money did they have to drop for this to happen? I think it's a big waste. Tim Pool was saying concerning her comments, Taylor Lawrence uses institutional power to dox people and then lie about it. This is what it looks like when people have the ability to wield institutional power back to counter your lies. And she was saying, would love to know which media buying agency ran this campaign. That's how the leftist doxer thinks, you know. Oh, there must be a company that has these billboards. Maybe we could get the company to censor this. They can't help it. She's doxing libs of TikTok. And then people are complaining against her, and she's like, maybe there's a way I could dox the company that made the billboard, that offered the billboard service to Tim Pool. Maybe I can get them to censor Tim Pool. That's how your regular leftist journalist thinks, and that's how they operate. Awesome DD says, JF, can you give me advice for job prospects for a 30-year-old male with no schooling or particular skills past high school degree? Well, I think you can consider working in a grocery store. They always need people. You can consider developing some kind of talent and working in a construction company. Some contractual people, you know, they have all sorts of contracts. Go build a deck there. Go fix a wall there. And they need just hands. And sometimes they have extra money because the people paying them are very rich and they don't care about paying a little more. So they need workers. You can find some work in the construction business. You can develop your own contracts. You can think of developing your own contracts. Buy a chainsaw, start offering, like Owen Benjamin often recommends, start offering tree chopping services. You just knock at people's door and, hey, do you need me to clean your trees? Some people are stuck with the fact that they have a big tree, but they don't have the knowledge on how to put it down. If you can master this technique, personally, I've mastered the technique. It's totally doable. Here's another idea, plumbing. Plumbing is absolutely needed across America. I mean, people have difficulty calling the plumber and having them to come on the same week. So learn plumbing. It's extremely easy today with PEX. And right now I can fix anything in a house, from pump, tanks, heating tank, pipes, anything. And you should be able to do anything. And I don't think it's much more than a week for you to learn all of this. If you want to go further, follow some formation in electricity, because the, you know, people getting their electricity fixed, it's always needed. There's always going to be work. So already you have a couple of ideas here. Now, maybe you're an intellectual and maybe you can do like I've been doing in the past, which is you can promote yourself on the internet for jobs like writing and for jobs like translating. Now, that's the question is, do you have the mastery of the language? But it turns out I knew very much English and French, and I knew about writing. So I had the level of intelligence to be able to translate the text and make it look good. Those are some of the options. You can also apply for customer service. Why don't you work at customer service for Google or Amazon's? Amazon has a constant flow of needs. They will pay you $15 an hour for staying at home and talking on your computer. All you have all day, I've done it for many months, is someone calls you. You have the Amazon decision tree that appears on your screen. And it's like, okay, tell the customer this. So you tell the customer this. And you solve problems. Most of the time, it's people wanting a refund, people having not received their stuff, people having questions about a certain product. And you just do it. So you have plenty of options. There's no reason to be desperate. You'll find something in all of this, and you can combine all of this. Like, if you end up being a customer service at Amazon, that's just 40 hours of your week. There's no reason why you couldn't start building your contractual business, start taking some contracts in plumbing, start working maybe with, you can work as an apprentice also with an already existing plumber. Lots of the time, you know, they just need a second guy around to carry the heavy stuff, but most of the job can be done by a single guy. So a single plumber will be super happy to have an intern just come and learn. You can do it for free at first on your spare time, and then eventually you prepare your switch, whether it's plumbing, electricity, construction. You do your switch once you have many contracts. Grapes Coda says, yes, return to the streets. Das Niche says, is this plumbing, JF, doing an accepted standard for houses? There are going to be regs and standards when it comes to things like plumbing and electrical installation. Certainly there is for electrical installation. I don't know if there is a plumbing license. I guess it depends on the state, and maybe there's some kind of license you'll have to gather. But that should be very easy. I mean, I've met plumbers. They're extremely talented at what they do, but they don't seem particularly smart, okay? So I think that you should, if you like that kind of thing, whether it's electricity, construction, or plumber, do whatever is needed to get the license. It should be very, very easy. Like, even if it's a part-time thing for a whole year where you go to follow some courses, you pass an exam, just do it. Go pass the exam and dedicate yourself to this. And you can do this while being a customer service person or a grocery store person while you get that license. Derek Chauvin appeals murder conviction in George Floyd death. The argument of Derek Chauvin, I think, makes sense. He's saying to the appeals court, there was basically a witch hunt against him, and the context in which this was presented in the media, the way the judge refused for the trial to be held elsewhere, the way he was basically presented as guilty, and the way there are even politicians who made pressure onto the jury. All of this taken together could not lead to a fair trial. Firestarter says he won the appeal. No, he didn't win. He's just submitting the appeal. So I think he has some chance. I think it's rough because it's very hard for someone like him to get sympathy in the current witch hunt ambience. But I think he has a shot, so I think he should do it. He got punished extremely harshly for the type of crime that was claimed. And so he has a shot at least at reducing his sentence, if not at getting a mistrial for... I think that the biggest point, and even the judge said you have a point on this, it's when a politician on the Democrat side started basically suggesting to the jury, find him guilty or else, basically, said in the media, you know, and also the way the jury wasn't sequestered. All of this combined together could contribute to a finding that fairness has not been obtained here. Germany supports gradual EU ban on Russian oil as Moscow rejects gas payment from seized trading unit as the EU attempts to impose unity amid the still fast escalating gas for rubles standoff and potential full-blown energy crisis. Germany has said for the first time it is ready to back a gradual ban on Russian oil. And we have also learned that not only has Russia announced that they would deny further deliveries to countries like Poland, they have also warned Poland, do not drain without permission the gas from our pipelines, because the pipelines are still passing through Poland, but they will be passing for other countries. And so they have warned, don't we see you pull gas from the pipelines without authorization, because there will be consequences for this. And also they have told that they were refusing to deal with companies that were owned by the Russians, but that were seized by the Europeans. So imagine, you're Russia, you have your little outlet in Germany, and this outlet of gas has been seized by the government. And now you have Germany and Europe telling Russia, okay, we're going to buy gas from you with the companies from you that we seized from you. That doesn't make sense. It's like you stole my car. I'm not going to give you the spare tires also. And so they said, we're not going to deal with the branches that you seized. That's very good. They should continue this. Palm oil jumps 10% to new record as Indonesia expands export ban. There will be a problem with oil. Oil is something that you gather with massive amounts of vegetables, seeds, that kind of stuff. You have to put a lot before you get some drops of oil. And so the more we have surfaces affected in terms of farming capabilities, especially in Ukraine, the more we're going to have more demand for the other types of oil, and eventually all oil will be lacking. Firestarter says palm oil is super unhealthy. Yes, that's what I hear. So I think it's not so dramatic that palm oil is lacking. But palm oil has this this bizarre texture to it, right? It's whenever I see palm oil in a cake or in a recipe, it's like it's kind of glowing with a kind of texture of viscosity. It's yes, it's used in peanut butter among other things, and it gives a totally different texture than if you use a comparable oil. Any other oil will be different. That's why probably many companies like palm oil, it's like it gives something else in terms of texture change. But I guess that it also gives a texture change inside your blood vessels. U.S. households adding streaming services hits brick wall. U.S. viewers top stacking the number of streams they accessed. Streaming services accessed per U.S. households. So I guess it's Netflix and that kind of market, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, Apple TV. They've been forcing us into this shit. I remember they had like The Matrix, for example. I think you couldn't get The Matrix other than by taking some kind of Disney Plus or whatever subscription service. Then at some point they forced people down the line of ESPN Plus by making the UFC. The only way you could watch UFC was either the UFC website or you get your ESPN Plus subscription. Amazon Prime is kind of selling this whole idea that, oh, you're going to get free streaming, but you pay every month, and you're also going to get fast delivery and free shipping, but the free shipping is also there if you don't have Amazon Prime. So they've been bullshitting their way up subscriptions that people didn't want. So there had to be an end to it, and we have attained peak streaming. These big companies trying to drain on an every month basis, they will eventually fail. Tillman says, time for a lockdown again. Maybe they'll make a lockdown to save the streaming industry. But my stream has kept going. Lockdown or not, we've been successful. Russia Oaks, Durham staffer accidentally reveals emails showing coordination between Fusion GPS and media. So the email was accidentally sent. It contained a filing that was supposed to be sealed, but it shows in a previous libel lawsuit by Alpha Bank against Fusion GPS, the Russian bank was able to get the internal emails between Fusion GPS and major media outlets as part of the lawsuit discovery phase. Despite the lawsuit failing to advance, those prior emails now become evidence for John Durham to use in the case against Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman. So Fusion GPS was one of these firms behind ultimately the Trump-Russia lie. And it shows that they were not merely involved in intelligence gathering for, you know, honor and applying the law. They were basically used as a rotation point between those fake intelligence feeds and the media. Of course, that's not particularly surprising, but it's now in evidence in a sealed dossier in the court. So that is it for tonight. Agent PSI says Fusion GPS is not a firm. I don't know how they would be called, but they were co-founded by Glenn Simpson and Peter Fritsch to push the Trump-Russia story. The emails show the coordinated effort of Fusion GPS with multiple journalists, producers, and media outlets. So that's what you get in the current media environment. It's not so much that the journalists are curious about the truth and they ask someone who has information like Fusion GPS. It's more like a push. It's a coordinated push. They decided, all right, we're gonna pull out all that dirt against Trump, and Fusion GPS was basically coordinating the whole activity so that it would punch all at the same time across the mainstream media. Which is why we need free speech back, and we need Elon to get us back on Twitter. If you're still on Twitter, how about you send a tweet to Elon Musk and ask him what's happening with JF Garyapi's Twitter account? I would like an update, Elon, because I've been making an appeal and your employees have been terrible. They've been treating me terrible. I explained to them I was a scientist, I'm a biologist, I wrote this book. I've always been promoting my show and science on Twitter since 2010, and they're not processing my appeal. So what's happening, Elon? Much love. See you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.